Okay, guys, shoot.
Fitzpatrick is a guy you guys are familiar with, but it's always been a different sort of team and scheme. What's the challenge of that?
I think that he's an extremely intelligent player. I think that he understands defenses. He understands what they want to do offensively. He understands what he can do and what he can't do. I think he's a true pro, you know, and he's playing like that. And, you know, I think he does a great job. I think, you know, offensively they're doing a great job. I think Coach Bowles has put together a philosophy that, you know, they're going to run the ball and then be really good in the pass game with play-action passes and that type of stuff. So I think they do a great job.
He's only been – Fitzpatrick's only been sacked like four times. Is that a credit to him that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that because he reads the defenses so quick and he understands – and there also have been times where he could have gotten sacked, and he's a really good scrambler, and, you know, he gets out by using his legs. So I think that it's a combination of those things, and I think they do, you know, first and second down, they do a lot of max protections, and, you know, it's hard to get to him. And, you know, once again, he's really quick with his reads, and he understands where he wants to go to the ball, and if he has to, he just throws it away.
Were you happy with how the blitz did against the Bills?
Well, I can't remember. Well, you know, obviously we got a sack fumble, yeah, and then Brancher had a – we liked that one. That one was really good, you know. And then, you know, Brancher had another sack fumble, but they recovered it, you know. So I thought things went well, and, you know, there were – lapses that we had in the game that we need to get corrected. We just need to keep working every day to get better. And, you know, our players have come out this week after, you know, some time off, and, you know, they got the same focus that they had before. So, you know, the resiliency that they showed at the end of the game, I thought was, you know, a big step in the right direction for us.
Turnovers
are huge, obviously. I mean, turnovers, yeah, they come in bunches, and anytime, you know, you're plus, in the turnover margin area, you know, as a team, it's just huge, you know. So, you know, we emphasize, I think the week before you guys were saying we, you know, we didn't have many turnovers, and, you know, you guys probably thought I gave you the same song and dance that every coach gives you. We just keep practicing, and they're doing a good job in practice. But it is an emphasis. You know, it is an emphasis. Believe in it wholeheartedly. You know, team meetings, we talk about it, defensive unit meetings on the field, you know, so, and the guys are working hard at it, and there's techniques to it. You know, I'm talking about stripping now. There's techniques to it that you can continually practice, and if you keep practicing them, they'll show up on Sundays eventually. But if you don't practice it through the week, it's just not going to show up on Sundays. And our guys have been doing a good job with it.
Did you feel you were more creative with the blitzing in the Buffalo game, and how much of it had to do with having the backup in there?
Well, obviously we wanted to get after them, and on first and second down, we wanted to create some, you know, pressure off of blitzes, you know, because that's especially in base personnel. That's where teams could go ahead and they max and play action pass and those type of stuff. It's hard to get to the quarterback. So, you know, and then third down, we've been blitzing on, you know, that's where the majority of our blitzes have been. So the increase in blitzes, if you look at it, I believe, I haven't studied it, but I would say it's because we blitzed more on first and second down. That's why there was an increase, you know. So, you know, the guys – responded to it and got into a flow, and, you know, it seemed to work well.
And Bob, how much of that was a function of having a backup quarterback?
That was a big part of it, but we thought that we had some situations, field position, down and distance, where there was a heavy percentage of pass, and we wanted to try to hit him on those type things. You know, so I think some of those things worked out, but that is a big part of it.
So now that it worked once or twice, it's all blitz all the time, right?
We will not blitz anymore. I can't give you guys the secrets now. No, but it was good. Our team did it. You know, the guys responded. And even versus the run, they did a good job versus the run. When we did miss it and, you know, they ran the football, it worked out good. I think Roy had a tackle for a loss on a blitz we had called for a bootleg and, you know, some things like that. It just creates some energy and movement and, you know, different things for the offense to see.
How good is Colvin on those blitzes, particularly?
He's pretty good. I think he's, you know, I apologize, but I think he has three sacks, you know, so I don't know where that is, but, he does a good job, and I believe Aaron had a plan that when he came free, he was going to try, you know, we talk about sack fumble all the time, and he was going to try to get it out, and fortunately it worked out. So, you know, I think that he has a knack for it. And I think the nickel position, that's a little different position because you got to have the instincts of a linebacker, but you got to have the cover skills of a corner. So it's a little unique, and, you know, because you're blitzing, you're in some run fits, you know, stuff like that. So I think he fits that mold really well. You
see,
know.
Derek says he's still getting his strength back his leg. How's he doing so far?
He's getting better. We progressively have given him more reps. And then yesterday, I think, was one of the better days that, you know, he had in talking to him today. It looked like it on tape, and then I asked him, and he said he felt really good. So I think it's just going to be a time, you know, continually getting in football shape, continually working to get into football shape, and gradually increasing his reps.
How tough is it in game planning when you kind of feel like your four-man rush can't get there?
Well, you know, what we try to do is in a four-man rush, we have we talk a lot about rush and cover. I think it's a combination of them both. If you got good coverage, it gives your chance, your D-line a chance to get there. You know, if you don't have, if the coverage isn't there, the ball could come out and, you know, and I don't know the exact stats, Coach Bradley may have, but the number of times the ball came out really quick. So, you know, our guys, I felt comfortable always with the four-man rush that we had. I did.
How do you decide how much to let him play?
Well, I think it's a combination between Coach Bradley, Coach Wash, D-line coach, the trainer, you know, making sure where he is. So, you know, there's a lot of different people involved in the decision.
How good was it to see Sip make that hit on McCoy, force the fumble? I mean, that seemed like...
That was a heck of a play. I mean, you know, 2-yard line, you know, coming out, making a play like that. And then our guys, you know, the big part, that's a big-time play. But the thing to me that is cool, we had guys running to the ball to recover it, you know. So that's a big part of, you know, the formula for takeaways. I mean, you can't just get the ball. Everybody has to be running. That's why, you know, part of the reason we say run to the ball, just anticipate that your teammate's going to get the ball out. So.
What do you think, said Derek, is a good lunch? He said Fred does the ball's career last year.
Yeah, he was doing an outstanding job. I think he had 8.5 sacks, whatever it may be, his 3 technique. That's a heck of a job. And, you know, I think that, you know, he's progressively going to build to that level. But, you know, he has to keep working to get to that.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. One more on
the right. You are a piece of